Listening Library presents Willa of the Wood by Robert Beatty. Read for you by Emily Rankin. The Great Smoky Mountains, 1900. As Willa overheard the two dayfolk men talking about whether the earth was flat or round, she shook her head. They were both wrong. The world was neither flat nor round. It was mountains. Chapter 1. Willa crept through the darkened forest, following the faint scent of chimney smoke on the midnight air. The silver strands of the clouds passing in front of the moon cloaked her movements in shadow, and she made little sound stepping across the cold, wet leaves she felt beneath her bare feet. All during the night, she'd been moving down the slope of the mountain into the small valley where the homesteaders lived. When she came to the rocky edge of the river, she knew she was getting close to what she'd come for. She didn't know the river's mood here, so she avoided the dark and dangerous currents by climbing up through the gnarled limbs of the craggy old trees and asking for their help. As the branches reached out over the water to hold her, they rustled in the wind, talking to one another, as if concerned about where she was going. Her tunic of woven green cane flexed with the movements of her body as she climbed, the branches of the trees holding her gently, intertwining wrist and arm, ankle and leg, then letting go in turn, helping her across with the care that they would give.